Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Makos Chaf Gimel, Makos 23a, pagination is 45. We'll start on the facing page, five lines up, regarding the topic of Malkos lashes, which was one of the punishments that Bezdin, the Jewish court, was able to administer in times of old, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a description of how it was done and the number of lashes that the person was assessed for, up to 39 for the violation, whatever the violation was. And the Mishnah tells us, again, counting up five lines, Va'kore Kore, and there was a person reading certain psukim as the lashes were administered. Rashi tells us that it was known that there was going to be some reading. The question is which psukim would be read. And the Mishnah tells us, Imlo Sishma Lasos, from the Tochacha, if you will not guard to observe the Torah, V'hifla Hashem es makoscha, and Hashem will make wondrous the afflictions with which you will be hit. And Ushmartem is divrei abris hazos, you shall observe the covenant, v'chosem, and he would conclude, v'hu rachum yechaper avon, that there will be atonement on the sin through mercy. Now, this statement of v'hu rachum is the same pasuk with which we proceed our Ma'ariv evening service. And the commentaries say that the origin is indeed linked, that the Pasuk V'hu Rachum has 13 words, and if you say it three times, then you end up with 39, and that's the concept, whether they said it three times or simply it is a group, a unit of 13, which is the way the Malkus were grouped. You only do groups divisible by 3, and 13 times 3 is 39. So V'hu Rachum, this verse, which was recited, as our Mishnah says, at the time of Malkus, was associated. They found a mnemonic device, if you will. It was associated more uniquely than any other pasuk with the Malkus. And in fact, and this is what the commentaries bring out, that there was a custom, really an age-old custom, that between Mincha and Ma'ariv, the afternoon and evening service, people would receive Malkus, they would get lashes, and this Pasuk, V'hu Rachum, was the way they would conclude that ceremonial experience. The Rambam, who was Nifter in the year 1204, already records V'hu Rachum as part of his evening service in Hilchas Tefillah, Tes. He talks about V'hu Rachum, and the commentaries develop this idea that that's the origin of V'hu Rachum. Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, there was a concept of lashes as atonement. We move on to today's daf. Towards the bottom of the page, five lines up, we have a Mishnah that, besides Mishnah, part of the Talmud, it has great historical significance. Kol chayve krisus shalaku, any person who was in violation of a kares-type offense. So kares is a form of a heavenly death penalty. It was not imposed by the earthly court. Kol chayve krisus, anybody who has such an offense that they've done, shelaku, and they got malchus because of it, nifteru yidei krisasam, in heaven, the slate is wiped clean. It's considered an atonement, shenem, as the pasuk says, v'nikla achicha le'enecha, your brother would receive these malchus, kishaloka areu kiachicha. Once he gets the malchus, he's like your brother. Divrei Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel, that's the teaching of the Mishnah. And so we have a historical dimension to this, that after the period of the Muranos, when the Inquisition, through penalty of death, caused many Jews to go underground with their Judaism and still be very committed at heart to Judaism. But in practice, they couldn't observe everything, and sometimes they even violated things, either because they were estranged from a proper Jewish community or because they just couldn't hold up, even if they knew it was a violation. They might have done the violation in order to avoid detection by the Inquisition spies. When they finally managed to get out of the Inquisition grasp, many of them made their way to the Holy Land and regrouped in Eretz Israel. And at that point, even though they did total tshuva and became totally observant Jews, but they were concerned as a community that they would yet be punished for their sins during their Murano days. And therefore there was a push to try to institute not just a ritual Malkus, but a legal Malkus, something that would achieve atonement for them. And there's actually this historic event with lots of literature of reinstating the smicha in the 1500s to have an ordained type of court which would be able to administer these lashes from a legal perspective. And that's all based on this Mishnah, that kol chai v'krisus, that certain types of violations, shalaku, if you could give them malchus, nifteru, it's a clean slate, and they have nothing to worry about anymore. Their tshuva is finally complete, even on the atonement level. So this was one of the motivators of creating that smicha in the 1500s, of which very few people actually were ordained, but one of them was Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. So the V'hu Rachum that we recite before Ma'ariv has this theme about it. It certainly predates the concept of Muranos that we're mentioning, but this idea of giving Malkus before Ma'ariv came to the fore in the time of the Muranos, where they were asking for some sort of atonement like this, and therefore, besides being part of Talmud and part of the legal system, it also has this really remarkable historical significance. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.